Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Patricia, it's John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
You were on with our Rick Kogan the other day. Yeah, no kidding. Today's the day. Why is your book called A Point of Departure? What was the point of departure about our Picasso?
Well, that is, it's a quote from Picasso that he says, art is a point of departure. Once you have experienced it, and this is not verbatim, it is forever changed. So regardless if you're looking at art or music or a flower, once you've thought about it, it's always different. It's changing. And I thought that was a quite appropriate comment, to use the artist's words, about a sculpture as enigmatic as the Chicago Picasso is.
Yeah, I guess it was a bit of a mystery when they unveiled it. And people were like, wait a minute, what's that? Can you talk a little bit about the unveiling 50 years ago today?
Certainly. I was speaking with our local sculptor, native Chicagoan Richard Hunt, today, and he mentioned that he was at the unveiling and that it had rained that day. This was a brand new fact I heard today. And so just like a T-shirt sticks on a person if it gets wet, the material was stuck on the Picasso because it was damp. So that the pulling of the cord didn't go as seamlessly as it has always been recorded as having gone down. So, but I guess they yanked it down. It took a little more tugging and pulling. And there was a huge crowd, estimated at 25,000 to 50,000. And the people were stunned. What was it? And Richard said today it was silent at first before people started saying, oh, what is it? Is it a bird? Is it a person? Is it a baboon? Is it a horse? Is it a dog? So it created a lot of energy. People didn't know what to think of it. And it was huge, 50 feet high, weighing 162 tons. Not that they knew how much it weighed, but when you have a piece of steel that big, you know it's heavy and important and strong and something that is going to catch your attention.
And donated too, right? Picasso did that without a charge, correct?
That's right. He would not accept a commission because he said that would tie his hands and that would restrict his artistic freedom. And he said he would not agree to do that, and he said he couldn't promise it by a certain date, and that the architects representing Chicago would be unhappy because he wouldn't be able to produce it necessarily on their time frame. Hmm. So once he donated it, they had presented him with a check for $100,000, and he said no. Bill Hartman, the architect in charge of these negotiations from Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill, said his heart fell when Picasso said no with the check. And he said, no, this is my gift to Chicago. I am giving the model to the Art Institute, and I'm giving the rights for it to be donated, the rights to be constructed and enlarged and fabricated to the people of Chicago. Not to the city, not to the government, but to the people of Chicago.
Does it have, I want to say she, because my understanding is it's a female form. Is that the case? And does it have a name?
No, he never named it. But if you look in his work from the period, and you look in my book, there are pieces similar, sculptural pieces similar to this one, where he does say Jacqueline in yellow ribbon with a headband, and Jacqueline with a green ribbon. So you can see the same outline of the face. And Picasso, it was his manner of working, would always portray the mistress or woman in his life. At the time period of our sculpture here, he was married, Only his second wife out of his long lifetime. But he had had mistresses before, and he would live with them for, you know, 8 to 10 years. Whoever he was involved with became the subject of his art.
I see.
So it's most likely that Jacqueline, his second wife, with whom he spent the last 20 years of his life, is the subject of our sculpture.
Patricia Stratton's on a line, and her book is The Chicago Picasso, A Point of Departure. Just have a few minutes left, but could you comment on it as a work of art and as a sort of a piece of public sculpture? Does it rank way up there? Is it so subjective? There's no answer. I mean, talk about what we have here.
Well, I think the subject of the art does not make it art. It is art because it was produced by the most famous artist of the 20th century. And its importance, in part, is because it was the first monumental piece of sculpture, at that scale. Before, public art really consisted of a man on horseback in the park, maybe a war hero or a politician. You've had presidents like Grant and Lincoln sitting in chairs, and you see those in the parks. But this was in on top of a cold 3-acre granite plaza with this huge Nisean, very strict linear building of the Civic Center, later named the Daley Center when Richard J. Daley died in 1976. So it was the first breakthrough monumental sculpture anywhere. So Chicago was lucky to have it, and it was not only given by the most famous artist of the century, but it was paid for by local family philanthropists. Three family foundations stepped forward and paid for the construction.
The steel and all of that,
taxpayer. Yeah. Taxpayer nothing, cost the city nothing. That never happens anymore.
And did people come around?
Really unique.
Did people come around? This will be the last question I have time for. Just real quickly, Patricia, did people eventually come around? And how long did that take to saying, wow, that's awesome, we love it?
Well, I think some people still don't understand it, and they don't like it.
Right.
But I think Chicagoans are proud that we have it. I mean, nobody else has anything like this.
Well, that's
and
it.
And so... That's and we've grown accustomed to her face is a line I use in the book. She's there, whether you think it's a she or a creature. It does have eyes and
a
nose.
Well, it's a Picasso, for crying out loud. My son said the other day, no, it doesn't look like Ernie Banks. It's a Picasso,
no.
Okay? That's what Picasso does. And if you said to me, well, it's a Picasso, and then I say, oh, well, then I like it. I mean, that wouldn't persuade me entirely, but that helps. That helps to know who did it.
Well, he did make a statement during his later years. He said, people don't buy my paintings. They buy my signature.
Yeah.
So, he knew there was value in the fact that he had done it. And the politicians here and the citizens here realize we have a real Picasso. And that is pretty special.
Add this book to your collection. The Chicago Picasso, A Point of Departure, came out earlier this year by Patricia Stratton. Nice to talk to you, Patricia. Let's visit again, okay?
Okay. Do you have tonight at 6 o'clock at the Harold Washington Library, we're having a distinguished panel talk about the Chicago Picasso. So it's open to the public. It's first come, first serve.
I didn't know that. I'm really glad you took the time to mention that, too.